My name is James Fulford. I've been working for VDare.com for over 20 years now. And am I on this microphone? Okay. I've been working for VDare.com for over 20 years now. And this is what I do. I once saw a guy who's a performer, who's a juggler, and he's a busker, and he goes from town to town and country to country because they're international busking festivals. And he said, occasionally, someone would shout at him, "Get a job!" And he wanted to tell them, if they would slow down a bit, that this was his job. It was what it said on his passport. This is what I do for a living. So in the same thing, this is not a hobby for me. This is my job. I've seen a lot of things come and go. Looking at the whole dissident right thing, what we're dissenting from is, first of all, we're dissenting from leftism, and second of all, we're dissenting from Conservatism Inc.'s surrender to leftism. There's a meme among conservatives that Democrats are the real racist, in the sense that their policies are objectively bad for blacks, which is true, but really they're the real racist because they hate whites. And these policies may be bad for blacks, but they're aimed at whites. And that's why it's good to hear people talking about anti-white racism. I remember someone, it may have been Mo Brooks, was saying, if I weren't in the middle of talking, I would stop and look this up, because I always look things up, saying that the Democrats were attacking white people. And some guy who I think was a Republican said, "No, no, no." He tweeted, "No, no, no, because don't say that kind of thing." But of course, that's what they're doing. That's what they say they're doing. They're saying that they want to destroy whiteness. And the thing that can be done, James Kirkpatrick was talking about this, is turning these civil rights protections around and pointing them at people who hate whites. And the litigation industry is, and the courts are one way of doing this, because Steve Saylor said that you'll find a lot of people who think that the 14th Amendment, equal protection, doesn't really apply to whites. It wasn't meant to apply to whites, presumably because whites already had at that point a lot of equal protection already. There's an actual quote from an old civil rights bureaucracy head who said that the civil rights laws were not meant to apply to whites. But of course, they're written so that they apply to everyone. They're written in the way that that they're equal. The problem is to get the bureaucracy pointed the other way and do all these hostile environment things or whatever it is to the diversity trainers, get them on the wrong end of hostile environment lawsuits, and enforce the civil rights laws to discriminate. Just say that if you want to have these civil rights laws, then you can't have them discriminate against whites. And I think a lot of people are moving in that direction. I think we have a category, and in fact, it was noted in the Washington Post that we have this category. It's a tag on our posts, which is white guy loses his job. And that is usually because the white guy said something that he shouldn't have said. Those firings are mostly a violation of people's civil rights. A lot of the other things about teachers being fired and so on, people go on about the distinction between the public colleges and the private colleges, but that's not the important part. The important part is that what they have is whenever the public colleges are run on roughly the the same principle of civil service, that you can't say, let's only have Democrats or let's only have Republicans. And you can't force people to do that. Of course, this is the problem with tenure people. They're now attacking even people who have tenure. But the point is that, I keep saying that, that is that we can use these protections if we can manage to get people to understand that these protections are available to them. There's a book called Invisible Victims, which is about the white victims of affirmative action. Affirmative action is a zero-sum game. They have to throw people out to replace them with the diversity hires. And those are the invisible victims. And in the book and in the review of the book, which you can find by searching Invisible Victims on the VDare.com site, you'll notice Peter Brimelow said that that the white men who had been fired didn't want to get angry about it. But their wives, on the other hand, were really incensed. And that's another powerful point, that that people need, these things are attacking whole families, and that white people, while not seeing themselves as victims, should be willing to fight back against actual victimization. Like, you don't want to say, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. But if someone victimizes you, you have to say, no, I'm not standing for that. And you have to fight back with legal means, don't bother calling your congress. That may not help. But with lawsuits and charges and whatever it takes to fight back against this kind of thing, which is explicitly discriminatory. You'll have heard about white nationalism and how people think it's wrong and evil and ought to be illegal. But you don't hear that much about black nationalism. However, it is a thing. It's a whole thing. There's the NAACP, which is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I believe it's illegal to say colored people, though, at this point. But that's the title because it's left over. But there's also the Nation of Islam, which is an explicitly nationalist and black Muslim organization. And those are much larger than anything that ever happened at Charlottesville or anything like that. It's led to a lot more deaths when you think about it. In the same way that they keep talking about the terrorist threat of white supremacists, they keep not talking about the terrorist threat of the Black Lives Matter movement, which has many, it's not an organized terrorist movement in the sense that the IRA is organized or that the mafia is organized. It's because it's got a lot of disorganized people who are willing to commit terrorism, like five people killed in Dallas or two cops killed in New York or, and of course, a lot of riots and looting and burning. We're having charges for guys who carry tiki torches. Now, tiki torches are funny just because the tiki torch has a K sound in it, and that's funny. And you think, oh, yeah, it comes from the Home Depot, and that's funny. But if you're having a torchlight parade, all that means is fire safety. And no buildings at any point caught fire during that march. They went from one end of the march to the other end of the march. I wasn't there, but I assume that if you're having a torchlight parade, you've arranged it at one end of the thing for a place to put the torches. If not, it doesn't matter because they're tiki torches and they won't overflow. So compare that to the mostly peaceful protests. I believe the Black Lives Matter movement was nominated for a Nobel Mostly Peaceful Prize. they could have got that prize because the Nobel Peace Prize is like the Special Olympics of Nobel Prizes. I assure you that I have a list of this on the site that the people who won the Nobel Peace Prize did not actually create peace. That includes the time that Yasser Arafat shared it with the president of Israel, the time that Henry Kissinger shared it with some guy from Vietnam, and the guy the time a Protestant mom and a Catholic mom shared it for bringing peace to Northern Ireland sometime in the 1980s. Peace to Northern Ireland had to be brought again with the Good Friday Agreement. Then it had to be brought again with some other things. And I think at the first time I noticed this, it was during the Obama administration, and Hillary Clinton was in Belfast at that point trying to bring it again. But this is the point: the Nobel Peace Prize does not produce peace. Sorry, that is a sidetrack. The point here. There are a number of points. The point here is that we have to fight back. We can fight back. I'm amazed, by the way, by Elon giving back Twitter to people, and he's discovered that in the code, which no one told him about when he took it over, there was some shadow banning that we were told was a myth. We did things about shadow banning. How do you tell if you've been shadow banned? People are saying conservatives aren't shadow banned. That's a myth, except, of course, they should be explicitly banned. But we do have a number of options to fight back. And this thing here, this thing which I've spent the last 20 years, the vdare.com webpage, the bigger message, the other message carrying things besides the webpage, but the webpage is what I take care of. I do a lot of detailed stuff with that. We've been carrying this message for a long time. Part of it is this carrying the message thing is what caused that surprise result in the election of 2016. And part of it is what's continuing to go on. It always looks bad. It keeps looking bad. Mm. You remember Peter was telling that it used to look like the Soviet Union was going to take over, where they were going to rule the world. Now the Soviet Union collapsed and Russia is unable to take over Ukraine. That threat is gone. And other threats can go too. Thanks. So that's about it.
Thank you so much.